Self-led integration is the holy grail of complex PTSD healing. What it feels like is my true authentic self is finally steering the ship. It's like a whole new world, no pun intended. A lot in Jasmine vibes, yes, but also not, because it's the real me. It's pretty rad. EMDR therapy healed the traumatic events, that energy trapped inside that wasn't safe to feel or experience at the time of the event, and the core beliefs. I'm the problem, I'm not lovable, defective, you know the drill. IFS therapy is healing my fragmented parts. And I have just a few of those. I shared them with you on my dissociation table in the original video this comment is from, but it allows me to see, hear, and feel my authentic self. People with complex PTSD don't have a false sense of self like someone with NPD does, or even an unstable sense of self like someone with BPD. We have a fragmented sense of self. Parts that split off, that you had to betray, or that stepped in to keep you safe. This is where IFS comes in. Your exiles are the little parts of you that carry the pain, shame, fear, loneliness. They got pushed down, suppressed, or hidden away because it was too much or unsafe to feel it. So in step the manager parts. And if you grew up in a narcissistic family, you have a whole army of them. The perfectionist, the critic, the one that steps in to keep control so that you don't get hurt. They prevent the exile from getting triggered. But if those exiles do get triggered and accessed, the managers couldn't contain it. The pain ignites inside like fire. Cue the firefighters. They move fast and they don't play nice. They grab the bottle, binge Netflix, smoke, overexercise, whatever it takes to put the fire of your pain out fast. Those are your fragments. Some are exiles that carry your pain. Others are managers and firefighters that defended and protected your exiles to keep you alive when no one else did. That's your Avengers cast. Every single one had a job. EMDR heals the memories. IFS heals the parts. And when those parts feel safe enough to rest, that's when the integration happens and your authentic self can take the wheel. And this is where the real magic happens, because you start to heal those three core wounds. I did a full video on this from the lens of the scapegoat, but it's applicable to anyone that has complex PTSD as well. The first being, you actually believe and feel that you're not the problem. You are lovable. You're not defective. From there, you start healing that second core wound. You stop working so hard for love, approval, and validation. You know how you feel. You honor your needs. You can spot boundary violations in real time. Why? Because you're healing the third wound. You actually trust yourself. Your intuition clicks back on. You trust that gut feeling without constantly second-guessing yourself. It's a whole new world. You're recognizing patterns. You can identify your needs, your feelings, because you're responding from a place of authenticity, not survival. And that, my friends, is really what my book, well, now it's a trilogy, more on that later, is about. Using my personal story, even the horrific parts, and sadly there were many, to show how I found this path and I keep walking it. I'm not done yet. I'm still healing in real time, but this is the path to self-led integration.